Okay, reading from Jalila 19. Mahaprabhu, I can't find the title somehow, but something Mahaprabhu dances with the as a gopi or something like okay. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Devadroha Karila Krishnera Bara wait. Devadroha Karile Krishnera Bara Duka. Ganeshaha Krishna Puja Karila Sheshuka. Krishna is unhappy when the demigods are offended. If one worships Krishna along with his associates, he is pleased. Jnana Timurandhya Gananjana Shalakaya. Taksur Unmulatam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitmanobhishtam Tapitam Yena Bhutale Smrupakadamayam Dadati Sapadantikam Vancha Kalpa Tarubhyasha Kriyasindhubhayebhyasha Patitanam pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo namo namah. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So let me, I'm having a few technical difficulties. It'll just take me a second. Okay. Can you hear me?
Yes, small heart.
Can you hear me?
Yes, Maharaj.
You can hear me?
Yes.
Okay. 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 One more time. You can hear me now?
Hear me now?
Yes, Maharaj.
Okay, thank you. Okay. All right, I just... Oh, okay. So this is the Madhya Lila, and what I decided to do on this Sunday class is just continue where I was up to. I've been doing this now for almost a month and a half, starting in Vrindavan when I came back from Puri. So that was almost a month there. And I'll also, we'll be giving a special class at 11 o'clock. If any of you want to get on that or don't have the information, you can just email me. I'm going to speak part two of the trick of turning weaknesses into strength. And I'm going to continue the Gaur Lila on... Wednesday morning at 7:30. It just seems, I think everyone's experiencing this, there's a positive side to all this. You have to weigh if it's worth the negative side, but that people are freer have more time and hopefully use that time properly. You know, I just was on the phone yesterday morning with a disciple from Iran, and if I, you know, I told you there that, of course, it's not open to preach Krishna consciousness there. And they actually, she had a visit from the religious police and the ordinary police, and therefore she knew, you know, they asked the questions, why you went to India, et cetera. She knew they were being watched, so they cut off all contact within the country. So they were feeling so bereft of association because they couldn't even do something like this. They couldn't have a phone conversation, not even a WhatsApp. And so they were going to meet me and then go to Rishikesh and Dridumna Swami's function there. And then the virus cut it off, and it was just so depressing, really depressing. But now I called her, and really blissful. And why? Because, you know, the world outside that we're kind of attached to just consumes you in such a way that you don't have time for the real quality things in life. The quality relationships, the quality meditation, the quality spiritual, you know, hearing. And so for some people, just whatever it is, whatever the future is, just to have that world stop for a while and have time for the things that you really feel are most important, rather than just running from one thing to another. And when doing the things that are important, being in anxiety because it's taking away your time, and you have to get this, and you have to get up, and you have to get back. And I guess it's giving people with any spiritual consciousness a chance to reflect, you know, on how to make a life that facilitates the most important things in life. Survival is important, but survival has to have an objective. Otherwise, survival is just like the animals. That's why I always quote that verse, Kamestya Nendriya Pritir Labho Jiveti Yavata. That Kamestya Nendriya Pritir, that sense gratification is not for Indriya Priti, it's not for love of the senses. You get love of the senses, Indriya Priti, love of the senses, but Nendriya Priti, it's not for love of the senses. You'll get that love of the senses, but that is not the purpose of it. You know, the purpose is Jivasya Tattva Jigyasa, to realize Jiva Tattva, Jivasya Tattva Jigyasa, to inquire about Jiva Tattva, who you are and what your life is really about. And if this stop in the world gives you a moment of that type of introspection, that type of reflection, what's it all about and how do I attain it? That's the questions. What is the sadhya? What is the goal and what is the sadhana? Those are the most important questions. That's what Raghunath Das Goswami, that's what Raghunath Das Goswami asked Lord Chaitanya when he met Lord Chaitanya. And Lord Chaitanya, Lord Chaitanya says, you're under Sri Damodar, you can go ask him. I have my representative. You don't need to ask me directly, you can go ask him. And then Lord Chaitanya told him, what is the sadhya? What is the sadhya? Prema Pumartha Mahan, the artha, the thing that has real value, is the highest love, which is our nature. the thing that has the highest value we have, we can get it. It's mercy, but we can attract that mercy. There's no material qualification for it or other desires and other goals. It's dictated by your destiny. And you may get it, you may not. And if you get it, you'll definitely lose it. So, you know, to reflect that there's something of value that's eternal and that you can have all the time. And if a goal doesn't fit up with that criteria, a worthy goal that's eternal that you can have all the time. And that's the nature of the soul. That's called self-realization, realizing your soul. So it's scary in one sense, for, you know, or it can be. But at least for devotees, Krishna is giving us something. There's a quote by Rumi which says, when God is digging a ditch to throw you in, he's actually making a well to quench your thirst. And that's what's happening right now. Anyway, I'll just give another little bit short introduction is that, you know, I really want to continue my Vrindavan mood. And my Vrindavan mood is Priyojana Tattva. Priyojana Tattva is the subject about love, not just the practice to get it and not just what the ultimate reality is, which if you realize, you'll feel that love, but actually to describe what that love is, and that's what's called Rasa Shastra. Shastra that describes and exemplifies that type of thing that we want. And what we want comes in relationship because we want love, we want pleasure, and the highest pleasure is love, and love comes in relationship. Well, what does it look like? Gaur Govinda Lila. That's what it looks like. What is it? Krishnadas Kaviraj Rasika Bhaktamaj Gaur Govinda Lila. Krishnadas Kaviraj Rasika Bhaktamaj. He is the chief of understanding and describing this. What? Gaur Govinda Lila. The pastimes of Krishna and the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are studies are meant to bring us to this point. But if you're going to have a practice, you have to have a goal. In fact, the very definition of sadhana bhakti, the practice of bhakti, is how do you utilize your senses to get bhava or a goal. You have to have a goal. And we have a goal. If we didn't have a goal, we wouldn't be in Krishna consciousness. The question is how to keep that goal in the forefront of our consciousness and how to continue to nourish that goal so that we can move towards it. We get the goal when we come to Krishna consciousness because we get a drop of that taste of what a relationship with Krishna feels like. We get an experience of it to some degree. That's called, for us, that's our religious experience. Our religious experience is that connection with Krishna that comes. And I'll quote something that very few people don't know, but those of you who do know, you can laugh. When you least expect it, you're elected, you're the lucky guy. So that's what happened to us. When we least expected, we were elected, we were the lucky person. Why? Brahmanda Brahmate Konya Bhagavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prashadi Bhai Bhakti. Because somehow we got that seed. We got that seed, just a drop of it. And what did we get? We got a drop of that prema, a drop of that love, a drop of that taste, enough to make this commitment. And Lord Chaitanya taught us how to nourish that seed. Because we got the seed, it just has to grow to fruition. Bhakti sanjayate bhakti. Bhakti sanjayate bhakti. You get bhakti from bhakti. Bhakti is the practice, bhakti is the goal. It's a question of unripe and mature. So we got that. We got that taste. And now we have to increase our hankering for it. We study the Bhagavatam. There's 9 cantos. And they're meant to help us understand the 10th canto, which is Krishna's pastime. And Lord Chaitanya's life is the example of how to do that. How to do that. You have to chant the holy names of Krishna. And you have to hear the stories of the person whose name you're chanting. You have to worship the form of the person whose name you're chanting. And water that. Water that. You know, I remember when I, in 1970, I was in the university, and the dynamic devotees from the Brooklyn Temple came up to my university and sat Hari Kesh, who became one of the big leaders after Prabhupada. I knew him. He was just a bhakti at that time. And they came up to my university with Baba Ananda, who is the temple president, very charismatic. And I remember they sat down right in the middle of the student union, and they began to chant. And the speaker began to speak about the Bhakti Lata Beej, the description. So it's like a creeper. It grows, it grows, it grows right from your heart. And it grows and it pierces all the layers of the universe. And it pierces to the spiritual world and reposes on the lotus feet of Krishna. And the devotee with his left hand and his pinky up, he was twirling it around. He was twirling it around and going up like a creeper growing. So we chant the holy name of Krishna and we develop some bandha or relationship with Krishna, with Krishna's name, by hearing the pastimes of Krishna. And the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are particularly relishable because God is showing us how to be a devotee. So I'll speak a little bit about this. It says Krishna is unhappy when the demigods are offended. If one worships Krishna along with his associates, he is pleased. So I know that most of you have been with me on this journey, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come back from one second. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come back from Navadvip, a changed man. He's committed himself fully to Krishna consciousness, and that commitment created a channel, Krishna Anushilanam,
that commitment created a channel, the pranali. They say some siddha pranali. What is siddha pranali? Pranali means a channel. So the lineage of the guru parampara is sometimes called a channel. And the interesting thing of a channel is you can get whatever flows if you're a proper connection to it. So if you're a connection to the guru parampara, then what flows in that from Krishna? Krishna nu shilana. What is bhakti? It's the activities that follow the desire of Krishna. And because Krishna is a person and Krishna is responsive, when you follow your activities, follow the desire of Krishna, he reciprocates and there's a certain energy that comes into your heart. There's no doubt. And you become transformed because Vishya Vini Vartante Niraharasya Dayana Raso Rajam Raso. You pram drishva anavar, you get a higher taste. And that becomes your faith. Your taste is your faith. You develop that taste. And his faith is just, and it's not just I believe or I don't believe, it's the level of conviction, the level of experience. And how much you renew that experience. And he's transformed. And therefore, you'll see in this Madhya Lila and throughout the rest of this Chaitanya Bhagavat, descriptions of ecstasy. Descriptions of revelation and realization of your eternal relationship with Krishna. What does perfection mean? Perfection means you participate in the pleasure of God as a receptacle for his love and share with God equally that pleasure and that love. And that's what we all want. I was chanting this morning. I'm very, very nicely sheltered by Kadamba Mala and Jayadev. They have a wonderful setup for me. So I was up early and I was chanting. And I said, what do I want? What do I want? Want a relationship with Krishna. That's what I want. That's what we want. We're all seeking what? The whole world is about seeking relationship. We're dissatisfied if we don't have the proper relationships. We're happy with those relationships that are mutual and loving. But we want a relationship. We want a relationship with Krishna. Because that's sambandha or relationship, that is love, and that is pleasure, and that is pranali, that is a channel to the energy of God who inspires our heart in love and reciprocation. Everyone is looking for this. There's practically nowhere in the world, in a general way, where people are not looking for a relationship that's satisfying. We see it in the world because it's a reflection of the ultimate reality. We want that relationship. And that's what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give. That's what Prabhupada came to give. And they gave a process for it. And part of that process is hearing the pastimes of Krishna and hearing the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Prabhupada told one of my godbrothers, if you always read Krishna book, you'll be happy, because if you're hankering for relationship with Krishna and you hear about relationships with Krishna, then you'll feel a relationship with Krishna. And that's what gives juice to bhakti. Anyway, somehow or other, this whole the day, what is it, the day the world stopped or something, like the whole world stopped. Somehow it's still going on by God's grace, but the whole world stopped. And we can reflect, we can introspect, you know, the things that have value. Anyway, we're up to the pastime, and we're seeing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Of course, there's kirtan with his devotees, because that expression of love, the main expression of love is kirtan, and it gives special feelings of bliss. You join with others. It takes away the sense of ego that blocks the soul, and somehow and with the rag and the tal and the music, it gives you an opportunity for special connection, special feelings with God. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is relishing with his devotees. And then I explained this last Wednesday, and we'll come up to where we are quickly now, is he wanted to have drama. And drama is a special activity in devotional service, because the spiritual world is drama. And if you have a realization of that and you do a drama about that, you not only communicate to the audience those feelings, but you have to have those feelings yourself. So drama, poetics, is very essential. And because Lord Chaitanya, it's not easy to understand these pastimes, even though Lord Chaitanya is more accessible. With Jayadev here, I'm reading the Chaitanya Bhagavat in the evening for a little while before I conk out, basically. And, you know, we're reading about Lord Nityananda, and it's very difficult to understand, because he's moving from a platform of eternal bliss. And when you are moving from a platform of eternal bliss at the level of Uttama Adhikari, at the level of Samadhi, that's why they say that one who is to preach, you have to come down to Mudjam. You have to make discriminations. You have to look into the outside world. But technically speaking, at the level of Samadhi, the absorption in Krishna is so great, there's no cognizance of the outside world. So somehow or other, it's hard to understand that behavior of such a person, because he's not acting on the platform of discrimination. He's acting on the platform of bliss. And what I mean discrimination is, how does this look to others? That's discrimination. The preacher has to do that. He has to control his ecstasies. He has to control what he says. How does this look to others? But there is a type of person called an avadut, where he's so uninterested in anything else. An avadut even sometimes consciously acts opposite to social norms so that people will leave him alone. That's his bhav. Spiritual life is very individualistic. Different people have different moods. They have different services. You can't put it into one mold. One person's service may just to be in this life, by whatever journey he takes, just to be alone and unbothered. And he has that kind of personality. I remember I used to visit this great saint called Sanatan Das Babaji. He was the foremost disciple of Krishna Das Babaji. And he would just chant all day long, Sanatan Das Babaji. I remember one time Govinda Maharaj, I think it was this, he was missing Krishna Das Babaji, was Prabhupada's disciple, a god brother, who Prabhupada himself called a Kinchana, which means the highest level, no desires in this world. And Krishnadas Babaji would chant all the time. And he was in Vrindavan when we were growing up in Vrindavan. So we had the fortune of seeing this person who was just always chanting, always chanting. Kirtaniya Siddhahari. So I think he asked, and I remember he asked, is there anybody like Krishnadas Babaji? He passed away. Oh, they said, oh, Sanatan Das. So he lived in Nandagram. And a few times I went to visit him, and he would do incredible kirtan. Somewhere I'd love to find that tape I took. I know someone once had it and said, maybe Rati has it or can find it. The tape of the Sanatan Das Babaji singing. So one time, you know, I wanted to give him a donation. So he went, no. And he went to his room. So I opened the door of the room and I put the donation in. And then, you know, he's old, so you have arthritis, so you can't like bend your knees. So you walk in. So he came running out of the room with the money, chasing me to throw it at me. I was terrified that I that I offended his great soul. But some people have a karma. They just want to be alone. And, you know, the way bhakti is, God gives you a nature and you give it to him. And if you give it fully to him, then you're a pure devotee. So that it doesn't mean there's one type of nature. So but Nityananda, it wasn't just a conscious decision. He was so absorbed in the mood, because he's Balaram, who's the servant to a Godhead. He's so absorbed in the mood of love of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that reading his pastimes, I won't even describe him here. It's so bewildering. Here's this great soul and he walks in naked. And that's the least of what he was doing. Lord Chaitanya, put on your clothes, put on your clothes. He was just so absorbed. So some things cannot just be understood from the external platform. Because people who act like that, we think they're, you know, they're against social mores. But no. It's just a higher platform. It's just he's absorbed. He, actually speaking what happened, he was absorbed in the mood of the cowherd boys. He took Srivas Pandit's wife as his mother. It was very... So similarly with Lord Chaitanya, sometimes it was difficult because he would be in this mood of bliss. And one day, and that's what this pastime is, and I told it last Wednesday. Some of you were there, some of you were not. He wanted to do dramas, and he sent out his associates to get the costumes. And then Lord Chaitanya, at his uncle's house, Chandrasekhar Acharya, organized these dramas. I mean, and they were elaborate. They had elaborate backdrops that they got from Bihar, And there was costuming, and Haridas Thakur played the guard, and Lord Nityananda played the older lady, and Lord Chaitanya played Lakshmi, and then played Rukmini. And he was so beautiful, they couldn't even recognize him. And then when they understood this is Lord Chaitanya, and what he was doing, and what he was communicating, and the devotion that was expressed, the devotees were just in tremendous ecstasy. Tremendous ecstasy. Rati, wow. Thank you. This is the recording of Sanatan Das Babaji I was referring to. Rati, there's nothing he can't find. I just can tell you that my experience. I because it said chat, check the chat. Please listen to it after my class, okay? Wow, that's mercy. So then he starts doing these dramas. And then, because he's doing the different consorts, and how Shakti manifests in the material world of Durga and so many things. And then it described, he was in ecstasy, but by the Leela Shakti, what Lord Chaitanya does also has a profound meaning. And that's what's described here, that Krishna's unhappy when the demigods are offended. You see, when the demigods are worshipped with Krishna, the demigods are facing Krishna. They're not alongside Krishna because they're devotees. And Krishna is very pleased. Vaishnavam yata shambhu. That Lord Shiva is the greatest Vaishnava. Look at the Brahma Samhita by Lord Brahma. There's actually only one temple of Lord Brahma in India. And I think I'll go off track to tell the story why, but Lord Brahma was cursed. But I went there in Pushkar. But look at Lord Brahma's heart. Lord Brahma chanting, Chintamani, Prakara Sadmasu, Kopa Riksha, Laksha, Briteshu, Surabhir Api Paliantam, Lakshmi Sahasrasa. He's the great devotees. So that's the second offense, to consider equal or independent. They're not God, but they're not independent of God. And therefore, we should not offend the demigods. So this was what he was saying. Whatever Lord Krishna Chandra teaches is the truth, only unfortunate, sinful people do not accept it. And that's really a tragedy. When you are connected to the truth, to not accept it. You know, sometimes it's so unfortunate. I see that so many disciples of Prabhupada came. So many disciples of Prabhupada came and many left, many forgot him. Of course, in the Bhagavatam, it says, when someone comes and commits himself to bhakti, even if he leaves and does the same thing as a materialist, you should never consider him the same as a materialist. Because rasa graha. Rasa graha, there's a rasa that stays deep in the heart, even if it's covered. It's not ordinary. Neha bikamanasho sti pratyavayo navidyate swapam apyasya dharmasya trayata. There's no loss of diminution in bhakti. There's something, when you connect on that level, there's something that stays in the soul. And that person has it. And when the offenses are cleared, it will be revived again. Vishvambar thus danced in the form of his various consorts. No one has ever seen such an enchanting dance. Keha nohi deki hena nitya manohar. No one has seen such an enchanting dance. Those who saw, those who heard, and those who sang with the Lord all floated in waves of the ocean of love. The tears of even one of those Vaishnavas was sufficient to create a flood. So the lion-like Gaura danced in the dress of the Supreme Goddess as his servants, who were like bees at his lotus feet, joyfully watch. And this is all done in Sanskrit. Adya Shaki Vesha Nachi Prabha Gora Simha Shuka deke tanrayata charana bringa bringa the bee. At the image of the bee at the lotus, the bee at the lotus is a metaphor for intense absorption. The bee in that flower attempts at taking that honey, and Lord Chaitanya is dancing, but his dancing is born from his prema. So when you actually see his dancing, you're actually seeing his prema. Lord Chaitanya became the personification of devotional service. With no end to his shivering, perspiring, hair standing on end, and shedding of tears, this is called Sattvika Bhav. Powerful, involuntary bodily reactions to the stimulant of devotion that helps to bring the devotion to its height. So Lord Chaitanya, of course, he's in the mood of Radha and therefore experiencing this in full. The Lord held Nityananda's hands as he danced. Who has the power to describe the nature of his sidelong glance? The sidelong glance is an expression of attachment. So if that glance is there, and that glance, I guess he's holding Nityananda's hand and he glances at Nityananda because he's in the mood of the eternal consort, and he glances, and it's also Nityananda, his servant of Godhead, and he glances, which is an expression of his nature. And this is really what's actually happening is Lord Chaitanya is breaking open the storehouse of love of Godhead, and he's just distributing it. He's distributing his heart through his kirtan and through his dancing. His heart is manifest externally so that one can hear and see the devotional heart of God in the mood of a devotee and actually become so inspired and feel that so deeply. Srimad Pandit held a lamp before the Lord, and Haridas alerted everyone in four directions. At that time, Nityananda Haladar suddenly fell unconscious to the ground. What happened to his role as an elderly lady? The Arjamananta Sesha became overwhelmed with love of Krishna. So this rasa is just, it's just exploding. And Lord Nityananda is fully, he's playing the role of an elderly lady in the drama, but he couldn't contain his ecstasy. And we should have some small sense of it, but what to speak of being in it and seeing Lord Chaitanya dance in the mood of the eternal consort with Lord Nityananda holding his hand. And then Lord Nityananda just becomes so overwhelmed with love, he falls. And as soon as Nityananda fell to the ground, the Vaishnavas in all directions began to cry. Like, oh my God. Because there's so much incredible love. The hearts are, the nature of the heart of Bhava is that it's very, very soft. And the soft heart is easily moved. And there's that verse in the second canto of the Bhagavatam that the heart is steel framed if it doesn't cry upon chanting the holy name. And that means offenses are committed. And therefore, because it should move one in love and in emotion. You know, sometimes you see people who haven't seen each other for a long time, and they begin to cry when they meet. This is so much love. It's so emotional. So this is what's happening. Some cried loudly as they embraced each other around the neck, and some rolled on the ground as they held others' feet. Then the Lord took the deity of Gopinath on his lap and sat on the throne in the mood of Mahalakshmi. As everyone stood with folded hands before the Lord, Sri Gauri told him, "Offer prayers to me." Everyone understood that the Lord was absorbed in the mood of the mother, so they offered appropriate prayers, which were heard by the Lord. Some recited prayers to Lakshmi, some offered prayers to Durga. Everyone offered prayers according to their realization. All glories to Mahamaya, the mother of the universe. Please bestow the shade of your lotus feet on the suffering living entities. All glories to the goddess of innumerable universes. You incarnate in every yuga to maintain religious principles. Brahma, Vishnu, and Maheshwar are unable to describe your glory. So how can others reach the limit of your glories? You are the form of the universe and you possess all energies. You are faith, compassion, and shame. And you are the personification of devotional service to Vishnu. All branches of knowledge are different forms of you. The Vedas declare you are the energy behind all potencies. Okay, anyway, we did something today. Anybody have a video? Let me see if I can start the video if it works here. Okay, if you're hooked up that way, you probably can see me now. Good. Anybody like to say hello?
Hi, Krishna.
Hi, Bo. Yes. I'll give you time for questions, but let's first see if there's any reflections by anybody. Anybody? Have any reflections on the class, something that they appreciated?
Maharaj?
Yeah.
For myself, I'm really appreciating this time at home. You know, I'm just facing the fact that I'm going to be in my house for another 4 weeks and no one's coming in, and I can go out and walk in the nature, but you know, I'm not going to actually interact with anybody, you know, other than, but I'm happy about it. What my point is, like, I mean, it's not disturbing me very much, actually, because I do have things I want to do. I do want to study the Bhagavatam. I do want to participate in things like this, you know, and so I'm not really disturbed, actually, really, and I feel really relaxed and not pressured at all. It's like the pressure cooker's been turned off.
Isn't it like that? For many people, it's like that, you know, but different people have different reactions, but yeah, it's amazing, huh?
Well, I think 20 years ago, I would have had a completely different thought about this.
Well, it's something with old age, huh? You become more detached. Okay. Okay, thanks, Henry. That's nice. I feel that way too. Anybody else like to say hello?
Hare Krishna, it's Bhakti Devi.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
Hare Good. Krishna Maharaj, this is Aaron.
Okay, thanks, Aaron. Anybody else?
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Oh, God, that's Kalachandri and Shridhanjali. Yes, Hare Bo. Good, who else?
Hare Krishna Maharaj, this is Tiffany.
Hi.
This is what I loved when you said God gives us the nature and we give it to him.
Thank you.
Wow. I like that too. That sounded good when I said it. I'm glad you appreciate it. Yeah. Anybody else?
Hare Krishna Maharaj, this is Lisa.
Who is it?
Lisa.
I can't hear. Who?
It's Lisa.
Oh, Lisa. Haribo.
Haribo.
Yeah, maybe maybe at 4 o'clock you can call me, okay?
Yeah, that works for me.
Okay.
Thank you, Maharaj.
Okay. Anybody else?
Hare Krishna, Maharaj. It's Jackie, sorry.
Hi, Haribo.
Haribo.
Anybody else?
Hare Krishna, Guru Maharaj.
Okay. Sounds like some Tom's Rivers people.
The Lal Govinda.
And Braja.
Okay, good. Anybody else?
Hare Krishna, Maharaj, it's Shrirupa. I just wanted to say I really loved when you said about the Bhakti Lata Bij and how it grows from your heart and pierces all of the layers of the universe.
Wow. Yeah. That's what we have to think, how to let it grow. Yeah. Good. Anybody else?
Hare Krishna Maharaj, it's Advaita Acharya.
Oh, thank you. Great. Okay. Advaita, you sent me the thing for 11 o'clock, right?
Yes, I did, Maharaj.
It's on my email then. Okay.
Yep.
Anybody else?
Hare Krishna Maharaj, Eugenia and Gloria.
Nice to see you. Unfortunately, I would have been leaving tomorrow.
But
I'll have to delay this day. Okay, anybody else?
Hare Krishna Maharaj, this is Sri Gandharvika.
Haribo, great. Class at 11 too, if anybody's free. Okay, anybody else?
Hare Krishna Maharaj, this is Kishori Radha.
And Tota Gopinath.
Okay. Those were good calzones.
Maharaj, I also want to say, I'm with Henry.
Right?
I'm enjoying this time away.
I don't know. Some people just love when the world outside stops.
Yeah. I guess it's a gift, as you said, you know, when you're getting old. I guess I'm feeling it.
Okay. All right. Gail, the question?
Hare Krishna Maharaj, thank you. I get just one today, right?
You'll get one, and then I'll ask if anyone wants to say hello, and then I'll give you another opportunity, okay?
Okay. Well, one thing is, when you said that the demigods, you know, it's not that they're alongside Krishna, they're facing him. So what was the significance of?
Because that means they're devotees. They're not taking worship. It's like if a guru has a Vyas Puja, the disciples don't sit next to him. They face him. That's the significance.
Yeah, that's what I
got that from a commentary. If I can see if I could find that, I could just read it directly. I'll read it 1 second directly. Yeah, 1 second, I'm getting there. Here it is. I won't be able to find it now. Okay. Anybody else like to say hello, and then we'll finish with Gail's questions. Okay, Gail.
Okay, I was just interested in the Babaji's who want to just be by themselves. You know, they're pure devotees, but we understand that, you know, when you have that level of devotion of Krishna and you see how much happiness it creates, the natural response is to want to share that with others.
Well, I would say it's like this. There's different, our duty is to taste and distribute, right? And there's different proportions of it in different people. And Krishna dictates that. And it's also, you know, someone who does more of that, you know, the personal practice, it's also contributing, because people can become so inspired when they see someone who, you know, has a level of that type of attraction, you know. But there's two types. There's Bhajanandi and Ghoshtanandi. Ghoshta means assembly, like it's the Ghoshti. So Ghoshtanandi, his Ananda is an assembly, and Bhajanandi is his Ananda is in his Bhajan. So different people have different proclivities, and they do better in different circumstances. And God inspires them in different ways. But I would say it's not like there isn't a concern for others either. It's just a different balance.
Okay, you said just now that Ananda means assembly?
Ghosht. Ghoshtananda. Ananda means happiness. You take your happiness from in the assembly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay. I get one more, Maharaj?
Okay, yeah.
Thank you. So, you know, the first nine cantos are meant to prepare us for the 10th canto.
Yeah.
And the purpose of the 11th and 12th.
It's just like the Gita. Bhakti's in the middle. Right?
Yeah.
So it's the same thing. The bhakti, that section's in the middle. And it's always like that. You know, you have the rasa and that type of thing, but then the tattva also comes. Because if the tattva is not there, you lose your sense of servitorship. I always quote that verse by Madhvacharya, that commentary Madhvacharya, that the mood of dasya, servitude, is the cup by which all rasas are held. And dasya is inspired by aishwarya or opulence. So sometimes God's greatness and, you know, and detachment, because it's more jnana yoga in the 11th canto. And the same thing in the Gita. Bhakti is in the middle. And one reason bhakti is in the middle, it says, is because the karma section at the beginning and the jnana section at the end won't have any meaning if they're not connected with bhakti, because they're not independent of bhakti. So I think it works out. You hear the Krishna's pastimes, you become inspired, and then you learn, you know, you make sure you remain detached and don't become take it as mundane. Okay.
Kind of. Because, you know, they both sound, the 1 through 9, those also sound like they're supposed to develop your mood of understanding that this is God we're talking about, not an ordinary person.
Well, I was talking about in Gita.
Yeah. But
in
you
Gita, saying, it's there. So in Bhagavatam is beyond all that. It's pure devotional service, but it does have Atra Sargas, Visargas, Jastatir, Potion of Uteya, Ishakanta, Manvatara, Narodha. There's 9 subjects: creation, post-creation, Atra Sargas, Visargas, Jastatir, the right situation, Potionam, protection, Uteya, fruit of activities, Ishakanta, stories of God and his devotees, Manvatara, the rulers, the kings. Manvatara, Narodho, Mukti, liberation, and, you know, winding up the material manifestation. Okay, Gail. That's it for today. I'm going to listen to Sanatan Das Babaji now.
Okay.
Okay, Haribol. Mm-hmm.